Ride hailing. Listening 1. Depending on where you live, taking a taxi or a train to get somewhere may not be your only choice. The last decade or so has seen ride hailing become increasingly popular in many cities, with two of the best known companies being Uber and Lyft. Ride hailing is where passengers or riders can use an app on their smartphone to get a ride in a variety of vehicles, some of which are owned by the driver. Lyft was founded in 2012, but the company's forerunner was called Zimride, a carpool matching service for universities and companies established in 2007. Lyft say they served more than 30 million riders in the U.S. and Canada in 2018. In March 2019, Lyft launched their IPO, and by the end of their first day of trading, the company was valued at more than $25 billion. Both Lyft and Uber are preparing for a world populated by self-driving vehicles. Lyft offers some riders the chance to get to their destination in a self-driving car as part of their development program. A pilot and co-pilot are in the car to make sure everything goes according to plan. Ride hailing. Listening 2. One of Lyft's competitors is Uber, which was founded in 2009. Like Lyft, they are based in San Francisco, and also like Lyft, they went public in 2019. A visit to Uber's website shows that rides are available in over 700 cities and more than 500 airports around the world, including Narita and Haneda in Japan. Uber Eats, launched in Los Angeles in 2014 as Uber Fresh, is another one of their businesses. Uber Eats came to Japan 2 years later. Another way Uber customers can get where they need to go is with Jump, the company's fleet of electric bicycles and scooters. As of late 2019, Uber offered this service in over 20 cities in North America, as well as several locations in Europe and New Zealand. In addition to getting people around on the ground, Uber is looking to provide transportation options for the skies. Uber is developing a ride-sharing service called Uber Air, which is scheduled to begin commercial flights in 2023. For the quarter that ended on June 30, 2019, Uber reported revenue of approximately $3 billion, but posted a loss of roughly $5 billion.